Okay, we're backlogging. I didn't get a chance to record Daf Mem Gimel of our Be'iyun Daf. So the Gemara here talks about Ahadre Kare La Achare. Right, Rav Ada Bar Rava stood and put around his cloak so that he had Ukare Kriyachrine, he had his tear which he ripped when he had a mourning. He wanted it behind him, meaning just as you're supposed to rip your clothing at the death of a close relative, you also rip your clothing over the death of your teacher. And the tear is made in front of the garment where you can see it. Rav's students ripped their clothing at Rav's funeral, but to express an added sense of Avelis, Rav Ada reversed his clothing and ripped his garment in a different place. Okay, so we continue a little bit further. The Gemara says, Hesebu echem avarech. If they reclined, you make a bracha. Right? In Talmudic times, the custom was the way they would take a meal is they would do it while reclining, not sitting up. That was the custom of the wealthy who had the ability to leisurely relax. Amarav lo shana ela pasta boy haseba. Bread you needed haseba. Why, by the way? Because that's the way you establish kvias, you were kaveya suda. Aval yayin lo boy haseba. Rabbi Yochanan Amar filo yayin nami boy. They also need haseba. How do you establish kvias? Reclining is a demonstrates kvias. I know Rabbi Lam has a beautiful vort in the Haggadah Shal Pesach that the reason we recline was the reclining was an act of Roman freedom. They would enjoy their meals while we were in, celebrating life. And we, in sort of an inverted way, express now that we took on that custom and the Romans are no longer here, but we are still here. So, Ika to Amri Amarav lo shana el bapasta mahanyalei haseba, where seba helps as a way to be koveya suda. Okay, bolehem mayim betocha mazon, if wine came before them during the meal. So they had a ben soma. Why did the Bukhamin say that if the wine came before them during the meal, each and everybody writes a blessing over it? Achar mazon, one makes a blessing for everybody. Again, how do you make a bracha about wine that comes before the meal, during the meal? A whole discussion. The Gemara then talks about a bracha on the reach, a bracha on smells, different types of fragrances. Do you make bari minei besamim? On a hadas, what do you make? Okay, there's that sugya as well. Different types of fragrances. You have simlock, which is jasmine. According to Rashi, likely making a jasmine. You have chilfe diyama. You have spikenards, which are a certain type of camel grass. Then you have narkom diginosa, which is a type of daffodil, sigale, violets, chavusha, quince, all these different types of fancy fruits that they had here. You have haiman denafik biyomenisa v'chazakam avavli. The Gemara talks about the birchas ilanus. The one who goes out during Nisan and sees trees that are blossoming makes a special bracha. Baruch shalo chiser ba'olam o'klum. U'baruch bo brias tovos v'ilanus tovos. And it says, kol ha'neshama ta'al ko. Amarav zutra bartuvi amarav atidim b'chor Yisrael shenarech tov kolvanon. In the future, the young men of Levanon, of Israel, the young men of Israel, are destined to emit a sweet smell as the cedar, right? And then it says, Amar Zutram Rav Avuka Kishnaim Biarech Kishlosha. One walking on a dark path, if he has a torch in his hand, it's like two were walking on the path, and the light of the moon is like three. So the Gemara raises the question, is a torch like two, including the one carrying, or two beside? Fine. Amar Rav Zutram Bar Tuvi Amarav, Pnei Chaver Bramil. How do we know that if you embarrass someone in public, Malbim Pnei Chaver, right? It says, Noach Lola Odom Shiapil Atzmel Atoch Kivshan Eish, better you throw someone into the fiery furnace, Va'al Yalbim Pnei Chaver Bram, not to embarrass them in public. Menalan, Mitamar. As we learn from Tamar, Shnemar, He Mutseis. As it says that she left the decision to him to avoid humiliating him, right? She Mutseis, she brought forth. To continue this daf, you have Tanar Rabban Avila Fanam Shem of Hadas. Beit Shammai says you make a blessing on the Shemen, and afterwards you make a bracha on the Hadas. Rapapa Iklai Lebe Rabbuna Breid Ravika. Right, fine, we continue. Havila Fanam Shemen Vayayin, Yayin Vismolo. How do you hold it? Then here's an interesting Agarata. Tanar Rabban and Shisha Dvarim Ganailo Tamil Chacham. Six things are a Ganai for the Tamil Chacham. A disgrace for a Talmud Chacham. Al Yetzuk Shmushal Masuk. He should not go out perfumed in the marketplace. He shouldn't go out of his house alone at night. He shouldn't go out wearing patched shoes. He shouldn't schmooze with a woman in the marketplace. He shouldn't recline and participate in a meal with the Amiratzim. Al Yekanes Achrona LeBeis HaMedrash. Shouldn't go last into the Beis HaMedrash. And some say, Yeshurim Aflo Yafsiya Psiagasa. He shouldn't take a big step. Al Yalachvim Komizkuvin. Shouldn't walk with an upright posture. Right? He shouldn't write with an upright posture. So the Gemara talks about each one of these, what they exactly mean, but let's start going through some of the Gemara here. So first of all, we started working with the Shara Mitzianim Halacha. It's amazing. Okay, first of all, in the Gemara of Al Yalbim Pnei Chaveiro Baravim, so the Gemara in Ksuva, Samach Zayin Amabez, has a case of Mar Ukva V'Ishto, that they didn't want to embarrass an Ani, so they entered into a fire that was kindling into an oven, to hide the fact they left charity for him. So he says, what was that about? So he says that's because this Gemara, Mishum de Noach lo la'odim sheyimsar atzmo l'toch kiv shenayish. It's better that a person throws himself into a fiery furnace, v'al yobim p'nei chavero barabim. So Rambam says, also la'odim l'hachlim et Yisrael, kol shekeim barabim, afal pishen alokal of oven godol v'ein lo chelik to bush barabim is the worst thing, ein lo chelik olam haba. Meaning even a private person, even if it's not barabim, you shouldn't embarrass a person. A little back and forth here. Lo talbin is chaver panav barabim. Shitim Gratza says, Dehasim lo yishum rabim, but there wasn't rabim there. So the Gemara says, Prima Godin, the rabim lav dafka, even privately between two people, right? Just the rabim aspect takes away your chelik in olam haba. We know that we have a bracha on the reach, right? Because aser lahanas me'olam azeb lo bracha, we said. It's also, the whole parak is based on the fact that it's aser for someone to get benefit from the world without a bracha. So lama tzarich yafusim yuchedes. Why do you need a specific limud, ask the shar mitzvah lacha, that you need to make a bracha? So the Tzlach writes that mishum de la'el isa da'anena bli bracha ma'al. Right, the one who gets hana without a bracha violates mi'ila. As we hold him sachim kol mar v'reach embo mishum mi'ila, and only midirabanan it's going to be aser. So the Isser Midivrei Sofrim is like Mal, that applies also by Reach. A little back and forth about that. So the question he brings here is great Shaila, famously brought from the Noam Elimelech, that we don't make a bracha on the Hana of Tashmish. How come? So if you look in the Sefer Noam Elimelech Parshas Vayishlach, he says, because every time you're enjoying it, it's impossible not to have a Taruvah of the Yetzer Hara. The Derech Pikudecha by the Din of a Rebbe says, Deshlo Nitna Hana El LaMitzvah, Vegam Mechesh Kachesh Aguf. Because this hana is totally for you to just have the mitzvah, and you're not supposed to take any hana from it. And he says it weakens the body. He says, look at the Sefer Magid Taluma, who goes into this a lot, and he brings from the Maaretz Mezidichov, who writes the Shkosov L'Talmidav Sheyitna Hodol Hashem Isbarach before they have relations in any language they want to give Hashem bracha. And therefore, it's not going to be me'ila, meaning thank Hashem ahead of time. And in the middle of his words, he writes the following: Kol davar hana shalonit kim bracha, any type of benefit that a bracha was not established over, someone viur shemayim is chayev to say chayev es atzma bebirkas shahakol gamkein, like you're drinking something, you make a shakol. Oh, when you're making a shahakol, have in mind to have that hana which doesn't have a bracha. Unbelievable. Okay, very interesting. Mayer Makomos there from the Shari Mitzionim Halacha. We have some of the Perish of the Agaritas from Rav Adas, the Makubal. So on this sugya of six things are Ganai for a Tamei Chacham, and one of the ones that were added there is Af lo yapsiya psiya gasa, you shouldn't take giant steps. So Amar Mar psiya gasa, notelis echad mitaf kuf m'ma'or enav shal adam, takes away a certain amount from the lights of a person's eyes, a 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Echad mechamesh meos v'ma'or enav shal adam. So my tekante, how does he fix it if he took big strides? L'hadre b'kiddushe debe shimsha. He could restore it by drinking the wine of Kiddush on Shabbos night. That's what the Gemara says. So says Rav Adas, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, V'boi minei Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, ma'u livso psi agasa b'Shabbos. Can one take big steps on Shabbos? Amar li v'chi b'chol mihutra. Is it a mutter even during the week that we would ask Shabbos? Amar psi agasa notelis takes a certain amount of, from your eyes. So lechora mashmos haGemar lehedu da'af hecha da'avid ha'etsa shal mahadale b'kiddushay, that even when you have the suggestion of making kiddush to Beis Shimsha Friday night, mikol makom you should still be careful about the big steps, because shari amru b'pshitas that this yesh amrim and gemar brachas Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosef b'gemar Shabbos laser v'lo hidnu iser dafka im ein lo efshur latzei shal mahadale b'kiddusha. See, when this option of this possibility of taking big steps comes up again in the Gemar Shabbos, the Gemar there doesn't qualify it by saying better not to do it, because you can, even though you can make kiddush, it doesn't say if you did it, just make kiddush. It doesn't want you to do it. Im nachon kein kavanas gemar yishlaim etama davar v'ulai minei sheyefshar ladasim yolo davar b'shlemus. The reason it could be, it sounds like the Gemara is hesitant whether this actually helped you entirely, the Kiddush thing. It's only, b'dieved, the best you could do. Yesh la'ayin ima rafu le'inayim al yedei mahadalei b'kiddusha de b'shimsha hu dafkel chisarin re'iyah. He says, one should look into whether the refuah, healing for your eyes by making Kiddush on Shabbos night, is dafka for someone who's missing, lacking chasar and riyah, hanasa ayde psiagasa. Does it help when your eyesight became impaired through the big steps, or other ways the eyes got injured besides the big step? Okay, interesting little exchange there from Rav Adas. More on this Agadata. So I saw online, I found an interesting article from Yuval Shurlo. Okay, so here the question's like this, because one of the six things were al yetzei kashuhu mavusim lashuk. A shirt person shouldn't go out when he's fragranted into the marketplace. So someone wanted to ask him, okay, so I'm learning about the Birchas HaReach, and it says, Ani mavin chazal nitu makom gadol HaReach b'chayadim. Smell has a prominent place in the life of a person. They even gave five brachas where the halacha has atzei b'samim, atzei b'samim, nosen reach, borei shemen, mine b'samim, and kolomer borei shatchum hazeh lo kaim kemapolom ha-torni kayom. Olam HaYeshivas, and I find that this doesn't exist now in the world of the yeshivas to emphasize the different smells. In the past, it seems in the Gemara that there was a place for smell and enjoying a smell. Hama'at shereiti b'sefer halichas Teiman, Rav Kapach, right? The halichas of the people of Teiman, Yemenite. Rav Kapach, shebe Teiman, hachasin ma'akala ha'mekosh ne'mekol kachar bereach. The chasin and kala used to adorn themselves with so many smells. But now I find myself, B'nai Torah don't put on perfume. Ha-maximum shiyasu zeh rak l'man pegisha, at most maybe for a date or a wedding, something. But the question is, I want to begin to put on perfume. Is it negative? Is it a negative thing? But I want to open up the area of smell. I enjoy fragrances. I enjoy smell. So he says, like this, Rav Shurlo asks, Im edumer besimas reach shi'ikara harchakas reach ramadam. If you're talking about putting on perfumes to remove a bad smell, and so too creating a pleasant air around you. Domesh is elo rakmu, not that it's mutter, but it's obligatory. And the Gemara says, Ki Rabbi Yochanan kimati lahai kra bachi, ket kol maisel yavim mishat, that when Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, he cried that all the ways of God will be brought to mishpat. Al kol nelam, evad shirabo shokol o shkogus gizdonas, tekanu lo mayal kol nelam, amr zeh hara kina bifnei chavera benimas bo, zeh harak bifnei chavera, something disgusting, you're spitting in front of your friend. The Gemara in Chagiga. Mikan nitan lilmud al achrayas hagadol shel mius adamachar. You see the importance of not causing something disgusting to another person. But if you're talking about adorning yourself and making yourself beautiful, that's a genai l'tamid hachamim and in general, right? Making yourself aggrandizing, so making yourself like a beautiful presence, amazing presence. That Rav Shurlo says is a different story. Interesting. Very interesting. There are lots of brachas and beautiful smells, nice smells. Havdalah, Baruch Atzei B'Samim is tree products for the brachas Atzei B'Samim. Lacha includes any plant that has a hard stalk, has leaves, lasts from year to year, like rose, rosemary, jasmine, hadas. For shrub products, it's Baruch Ispei B'Samim, any plant that has a soft stalk, doesn't last from year to year, like mint, hyacinth, daffodil. Edible fruits that give off a strong smell. That's Hanotin Reach Tov Beperot, like Esrog, not on Sukkos. Apple, melon. Baruch Minei B'Samim is the general smell for nice smells. Bracha for nice smells. Cinnamon, cloves, so on and so forth. You have Borei Shemen Arev, persimmon growing in Eretz Yisrael. A mixture of nice smells, make Borei Minei B'Samim. Scented fluid, Borei Minei B'Samim on scented fluid, and that's clearly rose water. There's a question of whether bracha of shahakol covers any bracha for a nice smell. The bracha of atzei doesn't cover the products that need ispe, bracha ispe, and so on and so forth. Now, if you're in doubt, if a plant which has a nice smell, but you're in doubt whether it's bracha atzei or ispe, it's easy to find out the correct bracha. You should do so. Otherwise, you make a bari minei b'samim. Okay? Let's stop there for today.